Madness, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are going to be talking about law and order. We're going to be focusing on the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office this morning and talking about schools, our children, the School Resource Officers Program, and just general things dealing with our community here. Visiting with us, School Resource Officers Lieutenant Alan Garner is here. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
In addition, Sergeant Tim Hayes is here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to have both of you with us. First of all, tell us a little about what the School Resource Officer Program does. And I understand that Rutherford County Sheriff's Office was probably one of the very first in the nation to have a program like this.
That's correct. We were the first in the state of Tennessee to begin the SRO program. Last year was our 25th year of being SROs in Rutherford County.
And that has to make you proud.
It's pretty exciting, yes, sir.
In having this accomplishment, 25 years, that's a quarter of a century, you have made dramatic changes, positive changes, in the lives of students. Do they keep coming back? I mean, after 25 years, that's a lot of kids who've benefited from having you as SROs.
Yeah, that's right. And having been an SRO, this is my 20th year at the Sheriff's Department, so I've been around a bunch of kids. And last year, we actually hired someone as an SRO that I was his SRO when he was in middle school. So that was neat to see that happen.
That is neat. What did he say as he applied for the job? Did he talk about how that changed his life, or what did he say?
He said he'd always wanted to be a police officer, get into law enforcement, and just having those positive role models in school all the way from elementary through high school, that was just something he always wanted to do.
And that is exciting to hear that and to see that this is happening, and you've made an influence, a positive influence, because you actually are all role models. You become the friend of these students. And some of them need friends. Some of them, well, they need positive friends. They
yes,
can
sir.
Find friends
right.
all the time, but maybe they get the wrong friends that get them into trouble sometimes. This has to be a hard job. Not only are you making friends, you're a mentor to the students, but sometimes you have the rough job of having to tell the kids, hey, you're doing this wrong, and if you don't make some big changes, you're going to have a rough life.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Share with us some of the things that have, you said you've been there for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the things that have challenged you the most?
Well, just the way the county's growing, you know, the short time of 20 years I've been around, you know, we had a huge increase in the population of Rutherford County. So we are up to 49 schools now. So the sheer number of students that we come in contact with has increased. And with that, you just have increased problems that you have to deal with.
And as we look continuing at that, we're just halfway there, right?
Yes,
we're going to double again.
Yeah.
It looks like that's what they're saying. Alan, tell us as you see doubling again, what are some of the challenges ahead?
Well, the climate has changed. Again, the amount of kids has tripled probably 25 years ago, if not more. We're seeing the problems in schools increase. The different types of issues we're having, you know, we didn't have 25 years ago with the social media. Now, it's really taken over. We're getting all different types of crimes and issues dealing with social media. So I think the social media part of it really has taken over and really has controlled a lot of our SRO's time during the day. So that would be the one of the bigger things that we've seen over the last few years really take over in our area.
What is the social media doing that's such a negative?
Well, there's bullying on social media. There's sexual cases on social media. Evidence is on social media. Nowadays, with social media, the information gets out to so many people so quickly, and the technology every day increases and gets faster. We are in catch-up mode more times than not.
Are the students looking at social media as the gospel? I mean, this is the truth. This is happening.
I think so. You know, they live and die by their phones, and everything is done on their phones now. So even a fight in school or a bullying rumor on school, it just blows up because it's so easy and so quickly disseminated.
So this creates real problems. And you mentioned bullying also. One of the things that we're hearing a lot about, at least nationally, and both of you might comment on whether this is having any impact locally, we're seeing an increase in suicides, teen suicides, that are said to have been brought on through the social media.
Yes, sir.
Is that fake news or is that real?
No, I don't think that's fake news. There is actually, a couple of years back, there was a social media app or a stream that was promoting and encouraging kids to commit suicide. And actually, several kids had committed suicide. And I think it's decreased a little bit over the last couple of years, but I know 3 or 4 years ago, it really was a problem for a lot of people.
They were encouraging kids to
do that? Do you remember what the app was called or what the stream was? But it was, I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was almost where, you know, it was a dare at first, and then it was, if your life is bad, you need to be doing this, try this. And young kids are very impressionable. So if they're having a hard time and then all of a sudden there's a social media stream or thread that says that, hey, this is a good way out, you know, some kids who are vulnerable and impressionable may take that action.
So if somebody listening right now is thinking, I want to be a positive influence in helping change that, you need to consider being an SRO.
I think so. If you want to make a difference, you want to change some lives and affect some lives, I think an SRO is a good spot to start.
Part of the SRO program is, you know, it's we call it the Triad Plus One approach, which is teaching, getting into classrooms and teaching students, counseling kids that have issues they need help with. Of course, there's always the law enforcement aspect of it. And as you talked about earlier, the Plus One is being a good role model. So the part of the teaching thing, we go into the classrooms and we teach about internet safety and social media and all those different things to help keep these kids safe.
How many classes a week do you have a class on a regular basis?
Yes, different SROs do it differently. A lot of us are in there daily. At least weekly, we'll go into classrooms and do different subject matter depending on what the teacher's wanting to see. We have a set curriculum that we do. Books, gun safety. We do A to the Eagle gun safety with the younger classes and a bunch of different things we go over with them.
Now, I think people don't stop and think we're talking about the Rutherford County school system. Unlike the city school system, city schools are strictly elementary. The county school systems, the whole thing.
K through 12.
K all the way.
Yes, sir.
And so you're teaching those classes.
Yes, sir.
Kindergarten through high school.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing.
Definitely.
That has to be challenging.
It gets better the longer you're around. You know, when you first start, you may not be comfortable. Because we are cops. We're not teachers. But the more you do it, you know, the more comfortable you come. And the kids really love it to see us come into classroom. Even if we just go to the kindergarten class and read Officer Buckle to them. I mean, they love just being around the police in their school. So it is really a good thing that we do.
When we talk about and hear about the benefits of community policing, this is the ultimate.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're their buddy there with them.
Yes, sir.
do, and you mentioned one of the SROs, one of the students that you had has just become an SRO. That's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, that was really awesome to see.
That is so neat. I noticed that you're also in need of school crossing officers, and that's a part of the sheriff's office. For people who are listening who are thinking, I just have a little time, but I'd like to help the youngsters, school crossing guards, that sounds like something that could benefit.
Yeah, really, right now what I'm needing is substitute school crossing guards, ones that can that are able and willing to fill in when our current crossing guards are sick or have to be away for a death in the family. So that's what I'm looking for at this point, just people that can work strictly as a substitute. But it's a two-hour-a-day job, an hour in the morning, hour in the afternoon, $19 an hour. The kids love them just as much as they do their teachers and SROs.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes,
they become friends of these youngsters. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there. Well, we seem to have lost him. Yeah. Don't be bashful. We're not here to hurt. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question for these two school resource officers, this is a great time. We're not going to ask you who you are or anything of that sort, but if there's anything you've really wanted to know about the program, or if you have a child who you're concerned about at school, this is a good opportunity to call and get some recommendations there, what could be done. Great opportunity. And you work with the kids on a regular basis, and I guess you see more of the children who have issues that are challenging them.
I don't know if that's absolutely true or not. The program is based around, you know, building relationships with both sets of kids, the troubled kids and the kids who are doing well. I think it's important to touch them all in a way that they respect you and understand you and trust you. That helps us when we have issues, because now kids aren't afraid to approach you and say, hey, I have information on this certain situation you might want to be aware of. So we don't just target our attention to one specific group in school. We encourage all of our guys in our schools to reach out and try to approach and be a part of all different sections of the school, as far as, you know, the athletes, the drama kids, the, you know, doesn't matter what they're into. We want our SROs to be a part of their lives and build relationships with them.
What is the biggest challenge that SROs or you personally feel are your biggest challenges in this program?
Well, for me, is reaching certain kids. Some kids just don't have any respect or don't like police officers. And to try to get to bridge that gap is difficult at times, because some kids you just can't reach. And those are the ones you really try to get to, but you may not be able to. And I think that's a big, big, big gap to fill. If you can bridge that gap, I think, you know, you're doing a great job in your school.
If you can bridge that gap, you're going to make them a productive citizen.
I think so. Like. Yes, sir.
Where they could fit in with society and not try to create problems all the time. Tim, what about you? What are your thoughts on that? What are some of the big issues that you're seeing in the SROs with between the SRO and the students?
That's a good question. The biggest issue, probably, like Alan talked about earlier, was social media, as far as all the temptations that are out there, and easier to get involved with stuff that may not be good for you nowadays than it was back when we were kids.
Okay, so we're just getting so much information. We're information overload almost.
Yes, sir.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had said that one of the problems that makes this even larger is, in the old days, you'd go home and you wouldn't see these kids that are, you know, causing you grief. But you can't get away from social media.
That's
and
correct.
They're creating the grief in you all night,
because
you won't put that phone down.
You're right.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point where kids will put the phone down? I guess something else.
I don't know. That's
along.
A good question. That's above my head.
I'd say probably not.
Oh, man. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause for just a moment, and then we will come back and continue the conversation. The next segment is really the one where we do open up the phone lines. And if you have a question that you would like to ask about the School Resource Officer Program, or if you have a question about becoming a part-time crossing guard, and if in the back of your mind you're thinking, I might like to do that more than part-time, well, I guess if you start part-time, at least you have your foot in the door.
That's
for
right.
The full-time. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. That's it, 615-893-1450. School Resource Officers Lieutenant Alan Garner and Sergeant Tim Hayes, they're with us this morning. 615-893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get the latest local real estate information, lawn and garden tips, and more Saturdays at noon on the Rutherford Home Show with Dean Higbee and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. There are so many ways that people give gifts these days, and you know, a lot of times the simplest solution is just getting gift cards to their favorite spots. You don't have to worry about sizes. You don't have to worry about what they like. Gift cards to Demas's is great. It's great whether you want to give to teachers. Gift cards are one of my favorite things. I encourage you to get gift cards from us. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Come by our store, Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line music instrument store with well over 5,000 square feet packed with great instruments in every category. In guitars, we're your local dealer for the two top acoustic guitar brands in the world, Martin and Taylor. We've got the best selection and prices anywhere in the state of Tennessee on these. This is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro, 2762 South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic volume, 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, continuing towards Nashville. Not bad, 41 here as you get on to Sam Ridley. Just stop and go down Sam Ridley as you make your way towards I-24. Still some traffic out here around the Nissan plants. Around the neighborhood oil change comes to you at home or work, saving you time and money. Call 709-2645. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 67.
Hi, I'm Shelley Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
He's local. Certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Financial Coaching Radio. Weekdays at 4 on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, welcome back. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Congratulations to Dale Boyd. Dale won the birthday goodies this morning from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Happy birthday, Dale. And our good neighbor of the day is Lexi at Ascend over on East Main. Lexi is our good neighbor of the day, and she'll be receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. You need to get your flowers and gifts from Ryan's. Easy to find. They're right there at 117 South Academy Street. Well, let's go back to the phones. We're talking this morning about the School Resource Officer Program, one of the oldest in the entire nation right here in Rutherford County. It celebrated 25 years last year. And Lieutenant Alan Garner and Sergeant Tim Hayes are with us this morning. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you doing today? Hello.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for asking.
Good morning. Good to have you with us. What was your question?
My question was, I'm in a different area, but I didn't quite clearly understand where the locations of the school guards that you're hiring for in that location.
Okay.
Can you tell me what location you're speaking of?
Okay, what about that?
There's no specific location. Right now, what I'm really needing is someone to work on a substitute basis. So when a crossing guard that is already assigned to a school is out, I can call this individual and get them to work. So the substitute would go from to different schools on a constant basis.
Well, it seemed like that would work. I'm glad that you're advertising and putting it out there, because I need something to where I can be available in the middle of the day but go back to the crossing guard from the beginning to the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it would just work perfect with me, you know. And it sounds great. I'm glad that you're advertising and putting it out there, and I was listening to it. Is there more information to call or where?
Can get on the Internet and go to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department website, at the bottom of the page there's a careers tab. When you click on it, it will open up all the job openings in Rutherford County, and just click on School Patrol.
Well, I appreciate that information. Thanks for putting that out there, and I'm glad for Talk Radio, because I don't sit in front of the computer all the time, but I'm glad that I was able to hear it on the radio.
Well, good. Thanks for calling in.
You have a great day.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about, wanting to help others.
Yes,
and
sir.
He obviously has a heart for helping others, and that's what this job is all about. I mean, you're helping kids get to school safely.
Yes, sir.
And that sometimes is a challenge these days. With all of the traffic, the heavy traffic and things of that sort, that brings to mind another thing. We have a text here from a listener who is saying, I'm confused as to when I should stop for school buses. I know we're talking about school crossing guards, but school buses are there, but they're also taking the kids to school. And sometimes I see people stop, and sometimes they don't. Are there laws guiding that?
There are laws guiding that. The easiest way to remember when to stop is pretty clear. When a bus is getting ready to pick up or drop off kids, they'll flash yellow lights first. And, of course, at that point, you should slow down and probably stop if you can with the yellow lights. And, of course, when the bus is ready for you to stop completely, most of them will have a flap that comes out of the side of the bus that says stop, like a stop sign. And the bus at that point will be flashing red lights. And you should stop and not move until the road is clear and the bus has the red lights turned off.
Okay. And is there a variation on that if you're, say, on Broad or some road with a median on it?
No, there's really not. If there's a red light flashing and a stop sign, both sides of the road should stop.
And then the thing to keep in mind, I would think, is kids are very unpredictable.
They're unpredictable, and they could be crossing the street. Kids, you know, they're young and they're impulsive. They may jump out. They may run across the street. That's why it's important that cars going in both directions will stop and pause and wait for the bus to put the green light back on. And it's not very long. It doesn't take long for a bus to load or unload. So, drivers just need to be a little patient. That's all.
We are back to that original topic when people are all upset about getting a ticket from the traffic camera. Give yourself some more time. Don't give yourself just enough time to barely get to wherever you're going.
And you really don't save much time. You know, if you're doing 55 miles an hour in a 35-mile zone, you might get a ticket, and you probably won't save much time anyway.
And you're putting people around you at danger,
absolutely,
too. Our phone number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. We're talking about the School Resource Officer Program. How many school resource officers are there? Is this a pretty good-sized group here?
Yes, sir. We're up to close to 60.
Right at 59, 60, yeah, something like that.
We're staffing 49 schools at this point. High schools have two in each school, and then the middle school and elementary schools have one.
And you're teaching in all of those schools. I mean, you go to the high schools. There are a lot of students, a lot of classes.
It's more difficult for some officers to get in classrooms with testing and all. And high school guys are pretty busy with every day situation they need to handle, so it's hard for them to get in classrooms. Most of our elementary SROs get into the classroom pretty consistently. Of course, middle school guys are in the middle of the road. They get in when they can. But we encourage our guys to get in the classroom and teach something throughout the year.
Now, the longer you are involved in the SRO program, I would guess the more comfortable you get in the classroom. Do you get some training to help you out in the beginning? I mean, Sergeant Hayes mentioned earlier that you were really police officers.
Yes, sir.
But then you become teachers.
Well, every SRO is required to do an additional amount of hours of in-service called SRO Basic Class. And in that class, you learn basically how to be an SRO. You learn how to write lesson plans like a teacher, how to do classes. And that aspect of the job, in a week's time, they go over everything that you need to know to be successful in what you're doing.
That's putting it all into a very short period of time.
Yes, but along with that, we have to do continuing education hours every year on top of our regular police stuff that we have to, minimums that we have to do.
So when we hear about teachers doing in-service training,
we do the same
thing.
You
do it too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. How does Tennessee rank? I mean, we were one of the first, but do they do rankings on the success of the program? How does Rutherford County look compared to others?
Well, we've won several national awards through NASRO, National Association of School Resource Officers. We currently, one of our SROs, Sergeant Bill West, is the current president of NASRO. So they do keep up with all those statistics. I don't have them here to give to you, but we have been very successful.
One thing that we have, all, in fact, I think this person is our Officer of the Week this week, SRO Vaughn over in Laverne, saved a person's life, I guess, a week or two ago.
Yes.
And then we got some other information that this wasn't the first time that this has happened. This is the third life that he has saved while serving with the sheriff's office. So when we're talking about changing lives, you can't get much more of a change than saving a life. Is that part of the SRO program? I mean, is this a normal thing? I mean, you have that kind of impact on people.
I think so. Protect and serve, right? You know, so he's doing what he can to help his community and his school, and he's a fantastic officer, been around for quite a while, and very respected, and he's not the only one. We've had several officers over the last several years do things similar to that. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we had a young lady, Teresa Reed, at Blackman High School. Her quick response saved the kid's life who was going to commit suicide. And before he committed suicide, she had made the right phone calls, connected the right people. They got to the house before he actually, you know, took his own life. So a lot of things go unheard of or unheard, but we, our people do a nice job with, you know, reaching out and being involved and understanding what's happening and being at the right place at the right time. And they're prepared and ready to make the right move. And in Shane's situation, it was just perfect timing. He knew what to do. He reacted, and he saved that young man's life. So it's not a surprise to hear something like that. It happens a lot, but I don't think the public or the community understands how often our people do that.
Now, of course, SRO Shane Vaughn over at Laverne, that was a couple of weeks ago, and he did save the life. This other one where you mentioned that, I'm not that familiar with that, and we don't need the details
right,
or anything, but did that – obviously you said this was at the student's home.
Yes.
Where he was – I get, was he home alone?
Well, actually, it was – correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a past student. He graduated last year, and the situation happened where one of the students in school said, hey, I got a friend who is threatening suicide. Mm-hmm. Jackie reacted, called MPD, called the ambulance service, and they went to the house, had to kick the door in. When they did, there was a rope hanging, and the child was getting ready to, you know, commit suicide, and they stopped him before he was able to complete the his unfortunate task. So, and that happened, I think, just a week before Shane Vaughn's life-saving incident.
So we're seeing a lot of these incidences happening here in the community.
Yeah, there's probably a couple a year that where, you know, someone has done something that either prevented a problem from happening, prevented a suicide, prevented a fight from happening. You know, those things go without recognition from the community because they don't know. And unless you're within our division, even in supervision, you might not hear about it. You know, so it's important that the public and the community understand that our guys are working and doing things, you know, and changing lives that may not be known to the public.
It's important for the public to support you.
To support and understand what they do every day.
When you said that one of the students told him that this was going on, that speaks volumes about the trust that was built between that student and the SRO.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what's important about it. You know, if that student didn't trust Teresa Reed, you know, to handle it the proper way, maybe they don't say anything. Maybe if, you know, if Teresa didn't treat her nicely or treat her respectfully in the past, they wouldn't have communicated. And maybe she waits an hour or two to say anything, and then it's too late. But because, you know, Teresa's doing what she's supposed to be doing in school, you know, building relationships, you know, speaking with students, interacting with them, the student felt comfortable enough to reach out and say, hey, I trust you. This is what's going on. Help me. And thank goodness that's what occurred.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want a quick shout out before I go to work to Officer Turner, one of the great resource officers in this county. Been doing it for a long time. Even did my daughter's over at Oakland High School. I think he's at Siegel Middle now. And a great officer, great person, great husband, great father, a good church member as well. Just wanted to give a big shout out to Officer Turner. Thank you.
Tell us before you hang up, as a parent, what did the SROs mean to your family? I guess he's already hung up there.
That may have been Sergeant Turner who called in. I don't know.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, y'all.
Doing fine. Thank you.
I was calling on two things.
Mm-hmm.
About the schools.
Uh-huh.
And about the traffic and everything.
Okay.
Or when a student gets into, college, and we have all this college traffic here, mm-hmm. and everything. And this would help out on the traffic and everything. If they would do the colleges, like the teachers could stay at home and have an office in their house with a big screen on it and log in, and she could see her students, and their students could stay at home, and they could log in, and they could see each other. From their house, they could teach the college students from their home. That way, they wouldn't be going to out here to these colleges. All these students from everywhere, if they was in another state or wherever, they could go to MTSU or any college they want to from their home or from their apartment or wherever they live at. And that would save a lot of traffic. That would save a lot of people getting shot and killed at these schools. And it could be done by a computer at home, and the teachers could stay at home and do it at home, and they could give their test online by putting it on the screen, sitting there watching the students take the test, and they could email those answers to the teacher as she was watching them take their test.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just I had thought about that right there, and that would really help on our traffic situation and all over the whole world. That would, and I didn't catch but a very little bit of y'all's red light camera situation there. Y'all was talking about the red light cameras.
Well, we're just talking about how people are always in such a hurry, and I think that motivates people not only to run red lights but to not slow down sometimes or do things they shouldn't do in school zones, that we're such a hurried society. Maybe we ought to go back to giving ourselves a little extra time so we get to work on time without always being late and having to rush through traffic signals and school zones and stuff like that.
It goes back to that schooling. If they could do it at home and stuff that would cut down on a lot of the traffic we have and a lot of problems with the traffic.
Interesting idea. Thank you for sharing that today.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Our number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question or a comment this morning about the School Resource Officer Program, give us a call. And they are looking for some fill-in crossing guards. And these crossing guards who are filling in would not be assigned to any one school, but you would be moving all around, sort of like a substitute teacher. If you remember those when you were in school, a substitute teacher would come in when your teacher was sick or had to be away for one reason or another. Same thing with crossing guards. And Sergeant Hayes, you mentioned that this is 2 one-hour periods a day, is that right?
Yeah, if you work an entire shift, if you're covering for someone that's out for that day, you would work an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon.
And you're not just turned loose on that either.
we don't throw you out there for the wolves. We do some on-the-job training, so I have an assistant that helps me out named Clarence, and he's great, and he will come and teach you how to be a crossing guard.
Okay. Is that a position where if somebody speeds through an area, does the crossing guard have a way to communicate with the sheriff's office to say, hey, we just had a green Chevy fly through here or something?
Unfortunately, no. We currently have 56 crossing guards, and having that many people having to call in on the radio would just overwhelm our system. So what I tell our crossing guards, if they notice a pattern with a specific vehicle over and over again, to let me know, and I will contact the SRO at their school to be on the lookout for that problem vehicle.
That's right, because back to there is an SRO
yes,
at every school.
Yes.
All righty. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back. Take some more of your phone calls and your text messages. If you want to text us, it's the same number as calling us, 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
The Wake Up Crew, weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
And appreciate all the patients that's been coming in and seeing us and trying the new products.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People comment all the time that they probably would not have moved forward with hearing aids if they didn't get a chance to try them first. Because it's a big purchase, but it's a life-changing purchase.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Hey there, I'm Courtney Brown, the great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Once when I was little, a neighbor of mine was ill, and I picked the buttercups from behind our house and walked them across the street, and I was so happy to see the smile on her face.
This neighborly concern has been the hallmark of Roscoe Brown for 75 years. You can always trust our family with yours, offering plumbing, heating and air, and more.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Are we actually going to use this?
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 67.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Help save lives from heart disease and stroke. Join the American Heart Association at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Saturday, September 21st at 8 a.m. for the Rutherford Heart Walk. RutherfordHeartWalk.org to register today. The Heart Walk is sponsored by Vanderbilt Heart.
That is this Saturday. That's right. This Saturday at 8 o'clock, right there at the Gateway Island behind Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. Dale Boyd is our birthday winner today. Wins the goodies of his choice from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. You need to head over there. Simply Pure Sweets, 118 North Walnut. Also, congratulations to Lexi at Ascend. Lexi is our good neighbor of the day today, and Lexi will be receiving some beautiful flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan's Flowers, Coffee and Gifts. This morning on the Action Line, we're talking about School Resource Officer Program, one of the finest in the nation, the oldest in Tennessee, and 25 years, is that right? Last year
was 25 years.
That's phenomenal. With us this morning, Lieutenant Alan Garner and Sergeant Tim Hayes, both with the SRO program, and we've talked with Tim just a little about this, but Alan, what got you involved in the School Resource Officer Program?
Well, I've been with the SRO Division 10 years. I came over in 2010, so just almost 10 years. I came over from the Narcotics Division. It wasn't ever my dream to be an SRO. I always tried to get over it at times, but never had the opportunity. I think I missed the boat because I wasn't able to be an SRO in a school. I came over as a sergeant in narcotics to lieutenant in the SRO division. So I missed out on building a lot of relationships with some of the faculty and staff and schools, and, of course, building bonds and relationships with the students. I missed out on that. But over the last nine, almost 10 years now, I've spent plenty of time in schools substituting, visiting guys. So I've learned to really enjoy this division, getting to know some of the faculty and staff, administrators, and some of the students. That has been a great change in my life from working in narcotics and now working in the SRO division. So this has really been fantastic for me the last 9 or 10 years. It's been a real joy for me.
I'm not a policeman, but it just seems like it would be night and day, narcotics versus SRO.
Absolutely is. I went from kicking in doors to, you know, hugging, you know, seven-year-olds, you know, so I walk into an elementary school, it's like you're a rock star. They don't even know you, but they enjoy being around the police. Like Sergeant Hayes said earlier, they're happy to see you. But, you know, so it was night and day from where I came from. So, but I'm very happy with the decision I made and the opportunity I was given.
And we're hearing from people who are out in the public and they're seeing, like the father who called in a little while ago, they're seeing these changes. And then you mentioned when our current officer of the week is an SRO who saved a life, and then you shared that other story. Man, that's what it's all about, building the relations that change. We've had some SROs on before, and some of them have shared stories about they get invited to the weddings of of the students. Because they look at them as part of their family.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at elementary school. I work at McFadden as the SRO, and I've had elementary kids invite me to their birthday parties.
What a great compliment that is. When we hear about back to community policing, that's bringing the community and everything together, where the policeman is the one who is there to protect you and make you feel comfortable. That's about as great of a compliment as you can get. Could you come to my birthday party?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
He goes.
Well, I think we all would go. What a compliment that is. What would you say, and I want to get this from both of you, because there are some people listening right now who are young, who don't know what they want to do with their life. But maybe they're getting ready to go into the military or get some training, some formal training, and they come back mature adults. What would you say to them to make them want to consider not only police work, but specifically school resource officers.
Well, if they're interested in being a police officer or sheriff's deputy, that's great, but they will not find a better job in law enforcement than the SRO division. It is by far the best of I can imagine that it could be. It's just an awesome place to be.
And so you're saying this is it.
This is it. Yeah.
You'll get the hugs. You'll get You'll get the tears too.
That's right. That's right. It comes with the job, but it is by far the best job in law enforcement.
Lieutenant Garner, share with us your views on that.
It's very rewarding. I worked in patrol. I worked in narcotics. When I was in narcotics, I had a chance to work with DEA, ATF, detective divisions throughout the state. And now working over here, it is the best job. Especially in the climate where a lot of people don't agree with what police are doing in the school setting. You know, it's like you're Andy Griffith there. You know, you have your own little city, own little town, and people rely and trust you. And I see the guys that work for us in our division that do a great job. And you can't ask for more than that. The guys go out there every day and they hold down their little city. And the kids need that. They respect that. The faculty and staff, they welcome you to into their school every day. It's a partnership, but they welcome there every day. It is a great job. You know, it's rewarding. It's satisfying.
Try walking into a kindergarten class and staying in a bad mood.
It's impossible.
Can't do it. No.
You get high fives. You play rock, paper, scissors for half an hour. You know, it's one of those jobs that when you could show up in a bad mood, but once you get there and you interact with people and the students and the kids, then things just change for you. It's unbelievable.
So that's the perfect job. I mean, always positive, always happy kids and things of that sort. Before we go again, tell us how many SRO substitutes. You need a few of those right now.
Yeah,
what do they need to do?
If you're interested in being a substitute crossing guard, just get online, go to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department's webpage. At the bottom, there's a link that says careers. Once you click on that, search for school patrol and follow the instructions. Fill out your application online there.
Very good. We thank you both for joining us today, Lieutenant Alan Garner and Sergeant Tim Hayes from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office School Resource Officers Program. But most of all, thank you for the job you do.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Stay with us. Truman's next right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS. We'll see you tomorrow. We got you down on your knees.